Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
My life, there are various doors that are presented to us. That's right, there are doors that are presented to you and I. There are doors that lead to demons, and there's a door that leads to Jesus. It's unfortunate that billions have opened doors to demons, and very few have opened the door to Jesus. It's quite clear. Jesus said, "Is wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and many go through that way. And narrow is the gate that leads to life, and very few," he says, "very few find it." In the Gospel of John, Chapter 10, Jesus said these words in verse 9. He says, "I am the door. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved." There is one door that you need to open in your life, and that is the door that leads to Jesus. And when you open that door to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. I would encourage you to open that door. Please don't open the doors that lead to demons. For if you open one of those doors that lead to demons, you will find a lifetime of misery, torment, and bondage. But many are wondering, what are the doors that lead to demons? Past few shows, I've been discussing the doorways that lead to demons, exposing you, my friends. I don't want you opening the door, so I'm exposing you to the various doorways that lead to demons, like drugs, like abuse and trauma, the occult, unholy sexual unions. But there's more doorways that you may not be aware of, such as the laying upon of hands. You may be asking, Jay, can that really happen? Can demons transfer? Can you open a door to a demon through the act of laying upon of hands? We'll find out on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak. It's second century Rome. Justin Martyr is a respected pagan philosopher. But seeing Christians willingly die for their faith consumes him with curiosity, so he reads the scriptures and converts. He even opens a school of Christian philosophy in Rome. As his last act, Justin offers his martyrdom as a witness for Christ, saying, "For though we are beheaded, crucified, we do not forsake the confession of our faith. But the more things of this kind which happen to us, the more are there others who become believers through the name of Jesus."
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with a story of real-life Jesus freaks from the Voice of the Martyrs.
Yun was an eager and curious teenager in China in the 1950s. When he heard about a book that told how to get to heaven, Yun walked 35 miles to read it. As a new believer, he walked from village to village sharing the gospel. When the police tried to arrest him, Yun recalled reading in 1 Samuel 21 that David had once pretended to be crazy to escape his enemies. So Yun did the same thing, making such a spectacle that the police laughed and let him go. Yun would later be arrested and tortured for his faith, but he would always remain crazy for Jesus. For more from the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
The laying upon of hands. Who would have ever thought that the laying upon of hands would be a doorway that leads to demons? But it is, my friends. Now, there is a holy, I don't want you misunderstanding me, there is a holy laying upon of hands that can stir up the spiritual gifts of God, that can bestow blessings, that can bestow a certain level of anointing and power, spiritual power, a holy laying upon of hands that could bring comfort and peace to someone who's suffering. The holy laying upon of hands to consecrate, to set apart those who are called to a great mission in the kingdom of God. There is a holy laying upon of hands, but there's also an unholy laying upon of hands. And were you aware of that? It's true. And nearly quarter of a century of dealing with demons, I've come across numerous cases where demons enter through the laying upon of hands in churches and in cult groups or alternative religious groups that exist in our day. This is something that's not spoken of frequently, and it needs to be, though. The laying upon of hands, the unholy laying upon of hands, can open you up to demons. Pastor Gene Smith and I, Pastor Gene is a outstanding pastor up in Ohio. He pastors a very old church. They've been in existence over 100+ years. It's a vibrant congregation that believes in the ministry of deliverance and believes in the ministry of healing. And he's been traveling with me the past few weeks to various locations around this continent of North America, and we've been ministering to those bound by demons from Chicago to Utah to Southern California. We have traveled here recently to various meetings ministering to those who are hurting, those who are demonized, and we're seeing great miracles, powerful miracles of deliverance, of liberation, of freedom, of healing, and other supernatural wonders. Just in Chicago, there was a young lady that saw the risen Jesus Christ. And we recently encountered a man that received demons, or actually a lady that received demons. The demons were speaking out of the man, and the demons were revealing about this woman that was there at the meeting, who was a Mormon. And the demons were saying that she obtained demons through the laying upon of hands, which doesn't surprise me. The Mormon Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is commonly known as the Mormons. They deny nearly every essential of the Christian faith, of the historic Christian faith. They deny the deity of Jesus Christ, for example. They deny the triune nature of God. They deny the fact that justification is by faith and faith alone in Christ. These are essential Christian doctrines that they reject. No wonder demons traffic within the Mormon church. No wonder demons are passed down from generation to generation in the Mormon church. For these people have opened doorways to demons. If you reject the deity of Jesus Christ, the fact that Jesus is God, very God, God in the flesh, then you open yourself up to false religious spirits that will get you to believe anything practically and will get you to buy doctrines of demons taught by demons. So any group that denies the essentials of the historic Christian faith, and the essentials can be primarily centered on the triune nature of God, that there's one God in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The essentials also center in the person of Jesus Christ and his very work, that he is very God, that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Every false religious group, every cult, denies that essential truth, that Jesus Christ is very God, God in the flesh. Some believe he's just merely a prophet. For example, the Muslims view him as merely, Jesus as merely a prophet. They don't embrace the fact that he is very God, God in the flesh. They deny that essential, obviously. The Mormon church, they deny the fact that Jesus is very God. The Jehovah's Witnesses, a very large cult that's operating throughout the world universally, denies that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Christian Science, and you can go on and on and on. I could spend hours going to, by group to group, and you can see for yourselves. Go into their official websites, and you will see for yourself that in their official doctrinal statements, they deny the deity of Jesus Christ. Well, if you deny the deity of Jesus Christ, you open yourself to seducing spirits, mind-controlling spirits, false religious spirits. And those spirits will often, in religious context, and these various cults will inhabit these people. And many of these religious groups, they operate in churches, they operate in spiritual environments, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, for example, the Christian Science movement. And some of these groups actually participate in the laying upon of hands. The Mormon Church is a great example. They participate in the laying upon of hands. In fact, as you desire, if you desire to become a member of the Mormon Church, there is a point in the through the process of membership, there will be official laying upon of hands of the leaders, from the leaders of the Mormon Church, the local church that you're a part of, desiring to be a part of. Well, if they have opened their lives up to deceiving, seducing spirits, what will prevent, and if you submit to the laying upon of their hands, and you part, and you're desiring to be part of the Mormon Church, what's going to stop those demons from them to pass it on to you? Think about it for a moment. The Apostle Paul warned Timothy, young Timothy, do not be hasty in the laying upon of hands, and do not share in the sin of others. Keep yourself pure. The Apostle Paul warned Timothy with those words, do not be hasty in the laying upon of hands. Why? Because it's a holy event. Spiritual transference can occur and does occur. This is just another way demons gain entry into people's lives is through the act of laying upon of hands, the unholy act of laying upon of hands. And many different cults, false religions, leaders of these groups often lay their hands upon their members to pass on a blessing, a spirit, or some power. And in doing so, they have passed on a false spirit, which will then invade the willing participant. Even in the first century, my friends, there was a command to be cautious in the laying upon of hands. That's just a fact. Demons are often transferred through this means, and we need to be careful. I can recall nearly 15 years ago, or so, I was involved in an exorcism that with a teenager that had an evil spirit that revealed to me that he had entered via her boyfriend's laying upon of hands during a satanic ritual. Recently, for example, I dealt with a gentleman in his mid-30s that had a spirit that confessed, an evil spirit, spoke out of him and confessed that he too entered through the laying upon of hands at the tender age of 6. A neighbor who was extremely evil, involved in witchcraft, had laid their hands upon him for the purpose of passing on demons. That's right. That's why my Lord Jesus, you parents, I know my wife and I are extremely cautious. Extremely cautious. I think you need to be in this day and age. I think you truly need to be. Let's not be naive. Let's be wise. Let's be prudent. Let's be discerning. These days are evil, my friends. These are not days that are free from evil. These are days filled with evil. We're talking about billions of people in our day and age that are enslaved and captive to Satan. Billions of people. And out of those billions, who knows, hundreds of millions perhaps, that are seeking to harm spiritually or otherwise individuals, there are actual people that are wanting to pass on what they have, and they know they have demons. Or they may not refer them to demons, but they may refer them to them as a spirit guide, an angel, their angel. They know nothing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the biblical concepts taught in God's Word. But they have these mystical powers, these entities that they communicate with that supposedly comfort them, that talk to them, that guide them. And they feel an urge that other people need these spirit guides. They need to experience the same thing that they have experienced. So they lay hands upon people. This happens, my friends. You may be saying this is paranoia. No, it's not paranoia. It's the truth. I have been involved in over 2 decades of ministering to enslaved, spiritually tormented people. I have spoken with millions of evil spirits. I've spoken with many, many people who have had thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of demons. And I hear what the demons say. And I hear what these people say, these victims, where they confess that they submitted to the laying upon of hands. They recognize that those laying upon of hands was evil, but they submitted to it for one reason or another. And oftentimes it happens in childhood. Like I was mentioning this gentleman, at the tender age of 6, this neighbor of his, who was extremely evil, involved in the occult, had laid their hands upon him for the purpose of passing on demons. My friends, this happens. That's why you need to watch your children. There are people that are wanting to pass on demons to your children. Now, if you're proactive in your faith, you have nothing to worry. You need to be at peace. If you're praying for your children, you're blessing your children, you're pleading the blood of Jesus Christ upon your children, you're being watchful, you're guarded, then you're okay. Trust in the Lord. But if you're a parent, a mother, a father, a grandparent, and you did not recognize and realize that this can happen, and you're not very, if you were to be honest with yourself, and you're not, you recognize that you're not that watchful, who's around your children, who may be laying their hands upon your children in a spiritual context, you need to wake up, my friends. You need to wake up. Demons can be transferred through the laying upon of hands. I know it sounds strange, but this is a common way for people to receive evil demons. Not too long ago, my wife and I were battling a demon that had entered a woman through the laying upon of hands of her yoga teacher. That's right, her yoga. And who knows how many millions of women are participating in yoga? Millions. Men and women. And oftentimes their teacher are laying their hands upon them. Well, these people have spirits, and oftentimes very powerful Hindu spirits, for yoga is rooted in Eastern mysticism. And ultimately can be traced back to Hinduism. Hinduism is a demonic false religion. And Hinduism can bring forth demons. And it does. Many, many demons. And yoga, since it's rooted, deeply rooted in Hinduism thought, can bring forth demons, can open doors to demons. That's why you should not participate in yoga. That's why you should not participate in the laying upon of hands. I rarely submit to the laying upon of hands due to this reality. Unless you know the one praying or blessing over you, I would be very, very careful. Now, husbands, I speak to you just here for a moment. As spiritual leaders of the home, you should be watchful over who prays over your family. Don't just let anybody just pray over your family, lay their hands upon your wife's shoulders or on her head. Be very careful, unless you know the person. You spend time with that person, and you realize, recognize this person as a godly person. I would not submit to the laying upon of hands. And husbands, you need to be the spiritual leaders of the home. Do not let your parent, do not let your children, do not let your wife submit to the laying upon of hands, unless it's somebody you know who's operating in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you believe you have received a spirit through the act of unholy laying upon of hands, then simply break the demonic tie. You remember the person, or perhaps you don't remember the name, but you remember the person, you remember the circumstances. I want you to say, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Come on, just pray with me. You're going to experience a breakthrough. And there's thousands of people going to be listening to this broadcast, the archive, and there's many listening even now live. And they can experience freedom. You can experience freedom. Just say, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I break any spiritual hold upon me as the result of the laying upon of hands through the holy, atoning, sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. Now I command every demon that came through me, through these people, through the act of unholy laying upon of hands, I command those demons to release me now in the name of Jesus. Now, and I command those demons to go. All those Hindu spirits, all those false religious spirits, all those cult spirits, mind-controlling cult spirits, go in the authority of the blood of Jesus. Let go of the people. Now, in Jesus' name. Now, many of you are feeling release and feeling freedom right now, even as I pray for you, as I command those demons to go in Jesus' name. I would like to hear from you, even tonight, at jay@jaybartlett.org, jay@jaybartlett.org, and let me know that you just experience a level of freedom, liberation, as you prayed with me. Just say, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I break any spiritual hold upon me as a result of the laying upon of hands through the holy, atoning, sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. And I command every demon to release me now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. And I speak to those demons, go in Jesus' name. Leave them. Get out of them. Now, out in the authority of Jesus. That's why this broadcast is titled Deliverance. We do deliverance every single night. Mass deliverance, if you will. Here I am in this makeshift studio here in my home in Dallas. And I'm speaking to many people on nearly every continent of the world. And people are praying with me. And they're experiencing freedom and deliverance. That's why I do this show. That's why this show is titled Deliverance. We want the captives to be set free. We want the captives to be delivered by the holy atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ can you be set free. And right now, people are being set free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, my friends, there's more doors that I need to discuss on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus priest? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with news about another real-life Jesus freak. Suddenly, the communist stopped beating the Christian prisoner and blurted out, I have power of life and death over you. I am God. The Christian, whose name was Wreck, took that moment to speak truth to his persecutor. You don't know what a deep thing you have said. You have not been created to be a torturer or a man who kills. You have been created to become like God, with the life of the Godhead in your heart. Rex's words in that Romanian prison planted a seed with the man. Days later, Rex's torturer opened his heart to Jesus and found his own place in God's family.
How do you respond to the voice of the martyr?
Objects. The scripture tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 7, the images of their gods you are to burn in the fire. Do not cover the silver or gold on them, and do not take it for yourselves, or you will be ensnared by it. For it is detestable to the Lord your God. Do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you like it will be set apart for destruction. Utterly abhor it and detest it, for it is set apart for destruction. I mean, just a few weeks ago, I was involved in an intense, very intense exorcism with a 55-year-old man who dabbled into pornography. His possession of pornography opened a door to demons to harass him. The spirit that gained entry through his possession of pornography was named porn. This filthy spirit told me that the pornography and the storing of the porn gave him the right to enter the body. Pornography, erotic novels, occult literature, downloaded porn, false religious artifacts, and drugs are considered cursed objects. And Moses tells us in the mentioned Deuteronomy passage I just quoted to you to rid ourselves from these objects, for they bring upon destruction. Rid yourself of any cursed object and command these demons, which are behind the objects, to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. To simply say, Jesus, set me free. Free me from the evil spirits, from these cursed objects. And Jesus, save me. Jesus, your Lord. I believe in your death on the cross. I believe that you rose from the dead. And the Bible says if we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And right now, you can confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Confess it. Right now, while you're listening to me, I want you to say Jesus is Lord. Utterly abandoning to Jesus, radically giving your life to Jesus Christ. A radical inner transformation is going to occur when you say Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Come on, say it with me. Say Jesus is Lord, for he is. Forgive me. I turn and repent of sin. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be with you, Jesus, forevermore. Amen. Now, if you just said that simple, simple prayer from your heart, you've been saved. And I would love to hear from you even tonight at jay@jaybartlett.org. jay@jaybartlett.org. So I can encourage you, send you a free New Testament. Send me your mailing address, and we'll send you a free New Testament so you can be strengthened by God's holy word. My friends, I would encourage you to visit my website, jaybartlett.org. You'll see on my homepage a section on, let me bring it up. I think I have it here. It's a most interesting section to the website that people are checking out on a daily basis. It's right underneath on my homepage, jaybartlett.org. Underneath the monthly scripture focus is the Experience the Supernatural View, Jay's Open Air Evangelistic and Exorcism Meetings, where we're providing video clips of various global meetings we're conducting where souls are being brought to Jesus, people are being healed, and demons are being cast out. And then you can click here to view the miracles of God. I've placed some new videos of some deliverances, of exorcisms that we've recently been involved in. Go ahead, get to my website and take a peek at those video clips. I really believe you'll be encouraged and you'll be inspired to do what you can to set the captives free. Well, my friends, I would encourage you to serve Jesus Christ. What else is there in life but Jesus and Jesus alone? I bless you, my friends. I love you and I bless you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.